This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Today, as we're having this conversation, it's a full moon. It's a little bit crazy. There's that tide that goes up. There's that tide that goes down. And maybe my guest today, Bill Hobart, and I will talk a little bit about that full moon. But before I jump in and invite Bill on, I just want to say one thing. My producer was in line today. I'm sorry, Remy, I'm giving away your secret. And somebody paid for his lunch. He is such a beautiful soul that he paid for the lunch of the person behind him in the hopes that pay it forward. I'm weepy. That pay it forward mentality, inspiration, outlook on life would move forward. So today he's inspired me. I'm going to go out and buy somebody's lunch too. So thank you, Remy. And you'll hear from Remy a bit later too. So let's get to Bill, because Bill is one of the nicest, most authentic people I have ever known. You will know Bill when you're in front of him. You know by his light that he is the real deal, that he says what's on his mind. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, he says what's on his mind. And if he gets messages from spirit, there's no turning him off. I happen to know that firsthand because I work with Bill on a regular basis. So he's an amazing psychic and clairvoyant and medium. And we've talked about having him as a guest on my show before, and today it was just like a no-brainer. So here we are. Welcome to Soulful Living, Bill.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
I am doing really well. So happy that you're here and ready to talk about your connections with spirit. But, you know, before we get into some of the deeper questions, I'd love for you to give the listeners a little bit about your own path to embracing your connection with spirit and beginning to walk the life of clairvoyant and medium and psychic.
Okay. Well, I've been clairvoyant since I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and left my job 5 years ago to do this full time. And it's been a journey, of course, like everybody's journey, it's ups and downs. But as soon as I step fully into it, the connection with spirit continues to grow. The more that I exercise my muscle, the more intense it becomes, and it's easier, and it expands also.
I've been in groups with you where where there wasn't, you know, it wasn't the purpose of a reading. Maybe it was a networking event. Maybe it was just a community gathering. And I see that spark ignite. And when you start to get messages for people, and sometimes you'll just pop into a conversation, you're very gracious about it. You know, hey, can I give you a little insight here? But I love watching you. You know that you're on, right? Like sometimes there's just no turning it off.
Right. I mean, in fact, today I went to the doctor's office to get prescriptions, and one of the interns found out that I was a clairvoyant and a medium. And he came in with the doctor, and he was, I believe he was Mexican, or he was from Spain. He's from Spain. And he said, do you mind if I ask you a question? And I said, no. And he said, I want to know if I'm going to have my internship in Louisiana State University. And of course, I got a surge of energy, and I said, yes, you are. And of course, the doctor knows me extremely well, but the other intern that was with him looked at me like, wow.
So wow. It's
automatic. Yeah. I'm in spirit usually 24 hours a day. So if someone comes up to me or asks me a question or spirit, like I would say, spirit is in the room. It just flows. I mean, it just absolutely flows. And the connection is extremely strong most of the time.
Yeah. I've watched you, like I said, and it always amazes me. And one of the things that I think is really cool is that you do sessions live. Of course, you're going to do a gallery reading in my studio next week. I'm really excited about that too, or this week. But you do group sessions, and you do them over the phone, FaceTime. People always say to me, how is that possible that you can do a reading long distance? And I mean, I know my take on that. What is your take on that? Like, how is it possible that you can do sessions, you know, FaceTime or over the phone?
Well, for me, energy is the same. As soon as I hear the person's voice, it's very, very easy for me with spirit to connect. I don't need to see them. I can even go by somebody's name. If a person gives me somebody else's name, I can actually give them a reading about that person, as long as it's not personal. If they just wanted a question to ask or something like that, the connection is just there, and spirit just starts to talk. The energy flow just starts to get stronger and stronger and stronger, depending upon the message.
Mm-hmm. I remember having a conversation with you too, where you were talking about your previous life in retail, and it sounded like even though you were, you know, somebody's manager or boss, and you were kind of coaching them, you were actually soul coaching then. You didn't call it soul coaching, but you were tapping into some, you know, guided information from the spirit realm and really helping them on their path before you even called it, you know, soul coaching or working as a medium.
True. I've always used spirit to, not knowing that it was spirit, but I never knew where the information came from, but helping people who, first off, to access who they really are, and how to get them over the hump, and how to show them that they can have an amazing life by succeeding in their job, making money that they can live on, and actually change their attitude by the energy in whatever store I was working in that day. And my supervisors would always say, "Bill, we don't understand how business changes when you walk into the store." And that's because of my energy is always positive. It's never negative. It's always about making sure that everybody understands that everybody is influenced by the energy. And when they have questions, that's when the coaching comes in. And it has always been soulful coaching. It's never been, these are the rules. There was always a touch of emotion in there, a touch of love in there, a touch of them knowing that I was on their side and I was there to take them where they needed to go.
Mm-hmm. And what have been some of the like most memorable readings that you've given, you know, like maybe like feedback from a client? Has there been something that really popped out, you know, where somebody said, "Oh my God, how could you possibly know that?"
That happens more often than not, especially for first-time clients, because they're not expecting, they may have heard something about what I do and how I do it, but when it actually resonates, even when it comes to mediumship, but big time when it comes to coaching and things like that, and being the clairvoyant of telling them about their children, telling them about their future husbands or future wives, and then them responding back months later and saying, "Bill, that actually happened."
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. Like, I've never had you read me per se, you know. However, last week you started doing these Facebook Lives. Listeners, connect with Bill on Facebook, Bill Hobart Intuitive, and Bill Hobart. He does live Facebook Lives, and you can pop on and ask him a question. You can, you know, just kind of listen to the feedback that he's giving to people. But you and I did a Facebook Live, and I thought it was so funny because one of the things that you said was, like, you saw me expanding into a bigger house. And the funny thing is my husband always says we're moving into a tiny home. But I have this vision of a big house that, you know, is suitable for our grandkids and our kids and everything that's coming for the future. So when you said that, I was like, that's my plan.
And that will happen because he'll come along with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he will. Hopefully to Hawaii, too, one day.
Exactly. Right? There you go. For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
So you basically have known things your whole life.
Right.
And how did you jump into training yourself and learning how to determine the information that was coming in and its accuracy and sharing it? So how did you really elevate your own path to stepping into being a medium?
It probably happened about 15 years ago. I was getting more and more messages, and a very, very close friend of mine would say, well, you eventually will step into it. And in 2014, it was my 37th year in retail. And it was like shards of glass in my face going to work every day because I wouldn't leave my job thinking that I needed it to be successful. Mm-hmm. Probably by the month of July, I had left my job after 37 years. And,
wow.
And then the journey began. And mm-hmm. I needed to change my energy. I didn't know that. Spirit did. He wiped everything out of my way. Everything that was boggled up in my brain and my body, he completely took away and told me just to chill, eat, mm-hmm. go to the gym and chill. And then that's exactly what I did. I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And then being guided to different groups to meet people, to find my tribe, to go mm-hmm. through the trials and tribulations of being able to understand who people are, but also matching my energy with people and allowing my energy to bring people to me, like mentors and fellow followers and all kinds of things like that. So that's where it really made sense that, okay, I'm supposed to do this. This is something I'm going to do until the day I die. And I totally get it. Totally get it.
Yeah. Well, again, I've witnessed you. So I know that, I know how profound this is for you. And I can't imagine you doing anything else except expanding and moving into larger and larger and larger audiences. And speaking of that word audience, so you do these live gallery readings and groups. And how does that work? You know, how does that work in a gallery reading where you've got, you know, say 25 people and you're going to give everybody in the room a reading? How do you determine which messages are coming in for who? Or do you just kind of stand in front of somebody and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm getting? Or do you ask them a question? Tell me how that works.
Well, for me, it is going rogue, going person by person. I don't have the connection in the way that some mediums do and some clairvoyants do. My spirit guide is extremely, extremely focused and a very, very cut and dry. Everything is organized. So when I do an audience reading, I will go person by person, row by row, and everything will just click in. It will be, I will know things before I walk in the room. I won't know who they're for, but I will know as soon as I get in the room and actually talk to folks or whatever before mm-hmm. we start the reading, then the energy starts to flow big time. And I will basically go person by person or ask the room. I've done this also. Does anybody have a question first? And that kind of gets all the juices flowing and the energy flowing. Because there's some people that will go to these for the first time and they don't know what to expect. They're just with a friend. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of apprehensive. They don't really have the right energy. They don't really get it. But as they go through, as we go through it and I come to them, they're like, wow, how about this? Or I will mm-hmm. tell them what spirit is giving me about that person, about what they're going to do in the future, what they're doing now, or also if there's somebody who is past, who's there to speak to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet that's got to be really, really powerful. Again, listeners, I'm chatting with Bill Hobart. You can find all of Bill's information at billhobart.com. Check it out. He's got all of his Facebook, Instagrams, all of that on his page, and all of his information will be available here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. So, Bill, what do you say to somebody that is really apprehensive or, you know, feeling some fear around getting a reading? How do you make them feel a little bit more comfortable?
Well, basically what I do is give them the information that spirit and God are the same thing. The universe is the universe. And mm-hmm. there's nothing to be afraid of because it's always positive messages. It's never anything about you're going to die. There's something negative coming up or you're going to lose this or something's going to happen that's traumatic. Absolutely not. My messages from spirit are always 100% for the good of the person. And it will never be something that is death-wise or anything that's negative like that. but it will be guidance. It will be what you need to do to move forward, what will you need to change in your life. And usually when you give people those that information, they will have more questions for you because it opens them up like, oh my gosh, he knows what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It makes them relax a little bit, makes them understand more, makes them want more information.
Mm-hmm. And when people come to you with questions, is it a balance, or do you find that they come more, are there more people that want to connect with loved ones in spirit, or are there more people that are seeking guidance for their personal life? Or is it guidance just a kind of a balance?
Yeah, guidance for the personal life. The majority of my clients have questions. They want to know what to do next. What should their husband do next, or their wife do next? Or what about my children? You know, or what about my work? What about money? Things like, you know, things like that. I have a few people who want to mix it up together, and that's fine. It just depends upon if my guides will allow that mediumship to kick in. If they feel it's more important for them to get information and maybe a little bit of the mediumship, that's fine. Sometimes it's totally the opposite. Sometimes it's all about mediumship and very little about coaching.
Okay, so are you at home? Are you at your home office?
Yes.
Did I hear the sound of the chimes in the background?
Yes, the chimes in the background.
Okay. Can you give the listeners some insight on that? I love your chimes.
So I have energy chimes. There you go. I have energy chimes in my office. And when spirit is in the house, which is all the time usually, but especially when I'm talking to a client or I'm talking on the phone or something like that, the chimes will ring. The more intense the chime, the more important it is if I'm with a client. And it's to get them to recognize, okay, what Bill just explained to you is super, super important. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
chimes go off even when it's 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And what do you do if you get insight for somebody that, you know, like somebody you don't know? And like, have you ever just approached somebody and said, hey, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this is all of a sudden came to me? Or do you just kind of wait it out?
No, that's happened at the gym before, where spirit will have a message for somebody that I don't even know. And I will walk up to someone and I will say, you know, I'm not weird. I don't have a camera behind me, so it's not going to be filmed or anything, but I have a message for you. I'm a clairvoyant. And they'll be like, what? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm got to ask you this and tell you this. And that's happened 2 or 3 times so far.
And did they freak out?
I think I freak out more than they freak out because I don't want to do it. And spirit will not let me do my workout until I go up and talk to them. And three of the three times, the people have been very open to it, but they were kind of like, wow, why me? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know why, but your guides are having me tell you. I mean, one young man was getting ready to go to Michigan State, and I knew everything about Michigan State for him. And he was like, how do you know that? I said, I'm just telling you that you've got 2 years left in Michigan State, right? He goes, yes. And I'm like, okay, you're going into business, right? He goes, yes. I said, you're going to be an entrepreneur. He goes, yes. I'm like, well, okay. And he was like, how do you know that? I'm like, well, it kind of comes to me, you know, and we've been friends ever since. So that's kind of cool. And he's asked me different things since. But but that's just how spirit works for me.
That's awesome. And if somebody wanted to, you know, kind of play with, you know, with their own sense of mediumship or intuition, what would you suggest they start with? I mean, how do they expand that within themselves?
Well, the information that I always give people is the fact that how often do you talk to your guides, your spirit guides and guardian angels? How often do you talk to them out loud? You have to have a relationship with them so that they will have more of a communication with you. Be that smells from grandma, smells from your mom or your dad, whatever it might be. You might see visions. You might see something on TV or whatever it is, the more comfortable they are with bringing you information. And that's simply because of the relationship you have with them. And it's all about the communication. The more you invest in them, the more they invest in you. And it's basically just conversation. You know, you can rant at them if you need to rant, because when you rant and clear yourself out, it fills with light. and they can give you more information when you're not all clogged up with stuff. It's just about having the communication and not being, again, and not being afraid. There are people out there that don't know what it is. I had a young woman who was here last weekend, and her cousin had just died, and she was freaking out because somebody was sitting on the side of her bed, and she had no idea that it would be her cousin.
Wow.
And I was like, well, it's him. And she goes, mm-hmm. I'm like, no. She goes, well, why do I feel paralyzed? Because your senses don't know what that is. You have to open yourself and say, hey, Jordan, hey, you know, and tell him, okay, if you don't want him in the bedroom, you tell him I don't want you in the bedroom. You can be out in the living room or wherever, but you can't come in my bedroom and sit on the bed, because that's what he was doing.
Wow. I have learned you have to set boundaries, and you can set boundaries with the spirit realm just the same as you set boundaries with people in this reality.
Exactly.
And they will honor them, but they need to be told.
Right. And a lot of people, they don't feel that they can put boundaries up for spirit. And they're astounded that I have those boundaries with spirit guides. But you have to. If you don't, I would be on 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So when I have to sleep, I have to say, okay, it's time for me to go to sleep. And you can teach them that when you go into your bedroom, it's time for it to stop. And you can control it. You can absolutely put the boundaries up so that, because again, in spirit, there is no boundaries.
Right. No, there's not. And I had to do that myself. Like, I used to have dead celebrities that would come to me every night when I was just about to fall asleep. Somebody would pop up, you know, most recently, Phyllis Diller came in and, you know, Robin Williams and many, many, many more. And I had to say to them, no. I have office hours. Mm-hmm. You can come when I wake up. You cannot come when I am ready to go to sleep. This isn't essential to me.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. So I have Remy in the studio, my producer, who I mentioned earlier. And Remy, are you there?
I am, of course.
Hi, Remy.
Hello.
Okay. So, Bill, I'd like you to do a little sample of reading, a little taste of what people can experience with you in a live session or even at the gallery readings. And so I'm going to let Remy and you connect here for a second, and I am stepping back.
Well, hi, Bill. Thanks for taking my question. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So I'm wondering if there's any of my past loved ones, friends or family, that have any messages for me.
Let me see if there's anybody there. You have an aunt that's here.
I have an aunt?
Here, an aunt.
Hmm.
She's very boastful, very big and boastful. Does that make sense? It's a big personality. It could be a great aunt.
Yeah, it would have to be. I don't have any passed on first aunts.
Right. She has dark hair. What is your ethnicity?
Typical American mutt, you know, lots of, there's some English, there's some Scottish, some French.
Is there Italian?
Not that I know of.
She is, this woman has dark hair, olive skin, and is short and not round, but she presents herself as being, bigger than life. And she keeps saying that she keeps saying that I'm his aunt. So you may want to ask your mom or your dad, if there's somebody that you didn't meet before. Cause she says she's followed you since birth.
It could be somebody from way on down the line that was gone before I was even around, you know?
Exactly. Right. But she says she's been following you since birth, and that she will continue to follow you. Are you single?
I am.
Okay. Because she says she's going to follow you through marriage and baby.
Well, I already have the baby, and I don't have any plans to ever get married. So maybe there's some surprises in store for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Because she says there's more than what you think.
Interesting.
There's more than what you think. Because again, your human can say no.
Right.
But, you know, spirit has all the chapters of your life. And they show them to us when we least expect it.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm intrigued. I'm fascinated. That's really cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. Well, that sounded really cool. I can't wait, Remy, for you to get some feedback from your parents and see if there was anybody that had that truly boisterous personality within the family that you just weren't aware of yet.
I'll certainly ask around.
And we're going to circle back, Bill. We're going to definitely check out and let you know what the scoop is and what he found out. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Okay, so I think we are close to our time here together today. And listeners, I just want to remind you that you can find all of Bill's information here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio, BillHobart.com. He does have a gallery reading coming up in my studio, so go there right now and check it out and register. And you can connect with him anywhere. Wherever you are in the world, you can connect with him for live readings via the phone, via FaceTime. And he does a really cool Facebook Live a couple of times a week. So make sure you like his page. The last one, he gave out some really cool insight. People were just biting. People kept coming on and wanting to get more messages. And so, Bill, I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something they can take out into the day to, I don't know, elevate their soul or connect with spirit. Give me a quick one.
Speak out loud to your spirit guides and guardian angels and allow them to transform your life. Let them flow through you. And you'll be surprised how your life can move forward in change.
Speaking out loud. I love that. Yep. I need to do that more myself. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I look forward to doing this again soon.
That's great. Thanks, Terry.